Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. In a significant though belated move last week, SEBI revoked the license of Brickwork, one of the 7 credit rating agencies operating in India, and it ordered it to wind down its rating operations within 6 months. A business line editorial, while rightly mentioning that SEBI should have acted earlier in this case, it said that it casts a doubt on the ratings of over 8,699 debt instruments which were under Brickwork's coverage at the time of the SEBI order. The editorial in the business line said that though SEBI's ruling may have come as a surprise to the market at large, it could not have come as a surprise to Brickwork, which has been at the receiving end of a series of adverse observations from SEBI since 2015 when it started inspecting its records. And hence, the opinion of business line that SEBI has acted late in the matter does hold a lot of truth. Business line then points out that SEBI's first inspection of Brickwork in 2014-15 found it to have unaccountably delayed rating downgrades of bonds issued by Bhushan Steel and Gayatri Projects even after their defaults were intimated by their debenture trustees. It also found the employees of Brickwork negotiating with companies on fees, which is very clearly suggestive of ratings shopping and the willingness of Brickwork to be amenable, provided the fees is paid. In the second inspection of Brickwork in 2017-18, SEBI found the rating agency not properly recognizing defaults of Diamond Power, Great Eastern Energy and SL Corporate Resources, and it found serious deficiencies in its surveillance mechanisms. SEBI levied a penalty of 1 crore on Brickwork at that time, but SAT surprisingly slashed it to just rupees 10 lakhs. Even after such findings and penalty, Brickwork did not mend its ways, and its third inspection by SEBI as well as by the Reserve Bank of India in 2018-19 revealed further instances of non-compliance by it. It also found Brickwork's failure to independently assess debt issuer projections, not taking banker feedback. It found its ratings to be incomplete, and that showed shoddy work. And SEBI also found that a member of Brickwork's rating committee was also in charge of its business development, showing obvious reasons for ratings compromises or dilutions by it. There were thus relatively higher instances of AAA ratings given by Brickwork slipping downwards, showing that it failed to exercise proper skill, care and diligence as is expected of a credit rating agency. The business line rightly concludes that this order of SEBI has implications for other rating agencies, for other bond issuers and investors at large. It says that looking at the serious nature of contraventions and misconduct at Brickwork, one wonders why SEBI did not impose harsher penalties on it, including curbs on accepting new rating assignments at a much earlier date. When in 2015 itself it was found to be contravening and it continued, then it should have been prevented from taking further assignments. But SEBI did not do that. SEBI did not curb the activities of Brickwork for all these years, despite his serious lapses. And unknowingly, banks, retail investors, pension funds, etc. have been relying on its flawed and perhaps collusive ratings since 2015. And they have been making investments and giving loans. The third it says is that such sudden and summary winding up of a credit rating agency dents investor confidence, and SEBI must have a clear transition plan to make such regulatory action less disruptive for investors and debt issuers. The fact of the matter is that credit rating agencies play a very crucial role in the financial debt segment market. A credit rating is an indicator to measure the credit worthiness of a borrower, and it acts as a vital intermediary between a borrower and an investor or a lender. Their integrity and their independence is crucial and critical to ensure that the credit ratings are well informed impartial and unbiased, failing which there could be calamities in the financial market. For instance, the inquiry commission that was set up by the US government in the aftermath of the 2007 American subprime mortgage crisis, which led to the global financial crisis in 2008, that commission concluded that the big three credit rating agencies, which is Standard & Poor's, Moody's and Fitch, it says that they were essential cogs in the wheel of financial destruction that took place there, and that they were the key enablers of the financial meltdown in USA, which triggered a global crisis. The commission emphatically said that the mortgage-related securities, which were at the heart of the crisis, could not have been marketed and sold without the seal of approval of these rating agencies. The investors relied on them, often blindly. In some cases, the investors were obligated to use the rating of the rating agencies, or regulatory capital standards were hinged on them. The commission therefore said that this crisis could not have happened without the rating agencies who played such a dubious role. Their ratings, which they recklessly gave, helped the markets to soar, and thereafter their downgrades to 2007 and 2008 wreaked havoc across markets and firms. The American Commission shockingly found that the credit ratings given by these agencies were influenced by flawed computer models, by the pressure from financial firms that paid for these ratings, by the relentless drive of the rating agencies to increase their business, to increase their income and market share, by their lack of resources to do the job despite record profits earned by them, and due to the absence of any meaningful and effective public oversight. A splendid book on the dubious role of these rating agencies that led to the catastrophe in the American financial, banking and capital markets, Blame the Credit Rating Lapses and Malpractices on an Erosion of Standards, on the willingness, on the willful suspension of skepticism by these rating agencies, on their hunger for big fees and market share, and on their inability, rather unwillingness, to stand up to investment banks issuing the securities. It was clearly greed, negligence and collusion by the credit rating agencies all the way. The highlights of the scammy role played by these three rating agencies, which is Fitch, S&P and Moody's, who are ironically global leaders, are worth a look to understand the extent of damage that a truant and delinquent rating agency like Brickwork can cause to the overall financial system of a nation, depending on its market share in the business. The first highlight, between the years 2000 to 2007, these rating agencies gave high credit ratings to debts which later turned out to be high-risk investments. For example, Moody's rated over 45,000 mortgage-related securities between 2000 to 2007, of which more than half were given the highest AAA ratings. Their recklessness in giving such ratings is evident not just from the fact that within a year, almost all these AAA ratings were downgraded to junk, but also that while thousands of AAA ratings were given to all and sundry by Moody's, however, only 6 private sector companies then enjoyed a AAA rating in the US, but Moody's gave it by the hundreds of thousands to debt instruments it rated. The second, the rating agencies gave their highest ratings to over $3 trillion of loans to home buyers with bad credit or undocumented incomes in 2007. Hundreds of billions of dollars of these loans were downgraded to junk by 2009, inflicting losses of over $500 billion to the investors that led to the ultimate collapse of Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns and Merrill Lynch, and it forced the US government to buy bad loans of $700 billion to prevent a further collapse of American banks and financial institutions. The third, these bogus high credit ratings encouraged the flow of global funds into these securities in a big way. The AAA ratings made it possible for PF and pension funds and money market funds to invest in them, for which banks paid handsome fees to the credit rating agencies for those generous ratings they gave, and it is they who had the most profitable year ever. The reality is that investors did not buy the securities, but they bought the AAA rating, not knowing that it was actually junk, and they lost hundreds of billions of dollars. The fourth one, these debt instruments could not have been sold without the ratings, which were catastrophically misleading, if not simply bogus. The US regulators had been caught napping, and they came down heavily on the American rating agencies and brought in far more stringent surveillance, regulations, oversight, and standards for them to follow. The irony is that the enormous and blatant misconduct of the rating agencies in the USA, which was there for all of us to see, yet we in India did not learn our lessons. And despite the credit rating agencies in India being under the dual regulation of SEBI and the RBI, their conduct has been questionable and deplorable, as we have seen in the collapse of IL&FS, which enjoyed the highest credit ratings, as also in other cases like DHFL, RCOM, RCAP, Amtech, Z, etc., all of which enjoyed high investment grade ratings, which helped them to lure lenders and investors who lost heavily since the ratings turned out to be false. In the case of IL&FS, there was a collective failure and involvement of CRISIL, CARE, ICRA, India Ratings and Brickwork, all of which gave it their best credit ratings, but they failed to see the obvious signs of the collapse of IL&FS, which is its negative cash flows from operations, its slowing order book position, its financial stress, its alarming increase in its short-term debt in a matter of a year, its deteriorating finances, its opaque web of hundreds of entities and subsidiaries, its delayed government payments, its rampant fudging of accounts, and they gave it the highest credit rating until the pack of cards ultimately crumbled and collapsed. The biggest irony is that these credit rating agencies gave the IL&FS companies like IFIN and ITNL, etc., the highest rating on the strength of the investors in the parent entity, which is IL&FS. And who were those investors? It was LIC, SBI, HDFC, and ORIX of Japan. It was on the strength of the reputation and balance sheet of these investors that the agencies simply gave a AAA rating, assuming without any proof that these shareholders will bail out IL&FS when needed, which of course they never did. They had no such commitment to do so, but the rating agencies had their own assumptions, as they had the zeal to somehow give a AAA rating to IL&FS, and we all know it was junk, the entity collapsed. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off till we meet again. Namaskar.
Now be the first to know about the latest updates on our new news app. Go on your Android or iOS, search for HW News Network. Download our app, choose the language you prefer to get updates in, and be up to date with the latest news.